You're listening to Zargates Pulse, home to weekly news and updates on all things Zargates. Now for your host, Duncan Scott.
Welcome back to another slightly delayed, I admit, addition to Zargates Pulse. I am your host, Duncan Scott, and I hope that today will be worth the wait, the slight delay in bringing you this podcast. If you were chatting with me over on X, you'll know it's because I wanted just to collate a lot of the information that Roman went through in last week's AMA, a lot more of your questions, so we can give you a bumper episode this week with covering lots of stuff. We're going to be getting through community question of the week coming back. We're going to be talking leaderboards. We're going to be talking HyperCity. We're going to be talking monetization. We're going to be talking referrals, TGE, loads of stuff to cover. We've got a few little updates as well with things that are coming up in the coming weeks. So because we're going to have a slightly longer episode this week, we better dive straight in and get started.
Community question of the week.
I've missed community question of the week. It seems like quite a while because we've done a few different special episodes, but it's back. For those that are new, maybe this is your first podcast you're listening to, or you've listened to the last couple and we haven't had this, come and find me over on X. I'm at #DHASHD and ask your questions. If I feature your question here on the podcast, we will be sending you 50 diamonds to your account. This week's question comes from Crodex08. Very simple question. Why are you limiting playtime to just 2 hours per day? Good question, because we've spoken a little bit about our proof of playtime in recent weeks. So it's a good time just to dive in and explain why we've made this decision, because we could infeasibly just not have any time limit. We can say play for as long as you want, earn rewards all day, and then you'll get a bigger share of the mining pool. But we decided to not do that for a couple of important reasons. Firstly, because fundamentally our approach, and you'll know this about our project, is around enjoyment. We want Zargates to be a supplement to the enjoyment that you have of playing the games that you already like to play. And therefore, this should just be something on top. It shouldn't be a chore. It shouldn't be an obligation. It should be something that you have as a bonus on top of your playing. So, of course, if you like to play games for longer than 2 hours, 3, 4 hours, you can still do that and get your enjoyment from it and earn whatever you earn inside the games that you play, whether that's Web 2 or Web 3. But for 2 hours of that time, you can get additional Web3 rewards through Zargates. And we do not want it to be something that you feel you have to do 4 hours a day to keep up with, or 6 hours a day just to keep up with the best players. We want it to be something that is open for both casual gamers, part-time gamers, people that like playing different games for short amounts of time each. Maybe they have families. A lot of us here on the team have families, and coinciding family life, work-life balance, and gaming. We did not want this to be something that takes over people's lives. And also, if you are a casual gamer and you can do three hours a day, if you see people that are there churning through and getting the best rewards because they're able to play for 10 hours a day, that is going to put you off. So we are leveling the playing field with 2 hours. Now, of course, within your 2 hours, you will be able to earn more rewards than others by leveling up your character, leveling up your NFT, using artifacts, being engaged in the ecosystems, doing quests. So there are ways that you can improve it. But the time for us was really important, that it was a level playing field for both casual gamers, experienced gamers, gamers of all ability, gamers that like to do different games. Some games might not take a lot of time, some games might take a long time. And for us, the balance is really key. And that is the reason why we've limited it to just 2 hours per day, every day. So thank you for the question. I hope that clears it up for you and why we've taken this approach. As I said, come and find me on X over the next week. And if I pick your question, I will be sending you 50 diamonds.
Latest news and updates from Czar Gates.
Hey, we've got a lot to get through, and I'm going to try and just divide everything up into sections and cover one thing at a time. So let's start with leaderboards, because as Roman mentioned, there was some feedback because when we introduced the store, we introduced the ability for people to be able to support the store and the purchasing of shares through purchasing gold coins. Now, acknowledge that when we're all competing for leaderboards, and we've all been here since season one and bought tickets, that of course devalues the effort that you guys, and we as well, because we're players and games as well, have made over the last 6 months. So we want to address that straight away. And by doing that, we're introducing a third leaderboard that will strip out everybody that has bought gold coins into their own leaderboard. We have at the moment the two leaderboards of the amount of coins that you've spent and the amount of coins that you've earned. And now we're going to be adding in a third leaderboard for the amount of coins that you have bought. And importantly, the two original leaderboards, spent and earned, will exclude any gold coins that people have bought. So that's going to protect the value that you have all been building up over the five seasons. Now, of course, you have two choices. You can continue to spend your coins. Of course, you can do that by buying the shares, and we'll be introducing more things into Hyper City as well as the boosters. And that will put you up there on the total spent leaderboard. Alternatively, you can save your coins, and that will put you high on the leaderboard of the earned leaderboard. Now, importantly, we've made a decision by introducing a third leaderboard to increase the number of people that are going to benefit from it. You will see that we had in the app that we were going to invite the top 500 from each leaderboard, so just 1,000 people in total. But after some feedback, after a lot of you have been saying to us, look, I've been here since the start. We've got thousands and thousands of people that want to benefit from Czar Gates. 500 is too small. So we took this opportunity to increase the pool and be able to give more rewards to more of you. So there will now be 1,000 from each leaderboard that are going to get tokens ahead of the TGE. Two important things to note about the leaderboards, and linked to the fact that it's now 3,000, do not sleep on this leaderboard. I know it looks like on face value that we've kind of diminished your rewards because we've gone from giving 1,000 people a reward to now giving 3,000 people a reward. But let's put that into context with how many people are getting rewards from each season. In season one to season five, you remember that we sold over 100,000 tickets in each season. And that comes with a 1% allocation. So we are splitting. Of course, you could bought multiple tickets, but each ticket across 100,000 tickets is getting 1% of the allocation. So technically speaking, it could be 100,000 different people. We are also giving 1% for the leaderboards, and that is across 3,000 people. So you can see that there's going to be a lot less people for the same 1%. So the leaderboards are going to be incredibly valuable still. Do not think just because the tickets are finished that that is your motivation done for getting Czar Gates tokens, because the leaderboards are hugely, hugely valuable. We're going to be running up the leaderboards all the way up until the TGE. Whenever we do that, and I'll talk about the TGE a little bit later, that is when we will take the snapshot for the leaderboards. So I urge you to keep going and climbing up all three leaderboards if you can, or pick one and specialize in one and get as high as you can, because the rewards will definitely be worth it. Right, moving on from the leaderboards, but I guess linked to it, let's talk a little bit about Hyper City, because it has been launched since the last podcast and the first building is up and running, Czarmart, for you to be able to buy shares for coins, one per day shares. The mechanics is fairly straightforward. Of course, you can buy more shares per day for stars. And as we spoke about, you can buy coins to supplement you buying more shares. I think within the app, the dev team have done a great job. Looks great. All the mechanics works well. Can see people buying hundreds, thousands of shares to get to the top of the leaderboard. And the shares leaderboard, though I didn't cover it in the actual leaderboard section, one thing to note about that is climbing the leaderboards for each of the buildings and getting to the top is going to get you a special NFT reward. We have the NFT reward in place for Xarmart, for the store. It's super cool. I can't tell you what it is. I can only give you a clue. I'll tell you that think famous trilogy film where three little people trek off to Mordor for something. Can't say any more than that. Maybe you'll know what it is. Don't tell Roman that I've maybe given it away. But you will be getting rewards into your inventory if when all the shares are sold that you are towards the top of the leaderboard. Same will be for the next one. After the store's finished, very importantly and very quickly, we're going to move on to the marketplace because we want you to be able to open your tickets as soon as possible. As soon as we have the marketplace done, you will be able to open your tickets and see what type of token ticket you have ahead of the TGE. And you will be able to then start trading these on the marketplace. Marketplace, though not set in stone, very likely that we'll be using sapphires as the predominant currency. So sapphires will effectively take the place of our kind of in-game stable coin, as you like. You'll be able to buy sapphires. You'll be able to sell your sapphires, so back into tokens. So that will be the currency within the marketplace, but it will, of course, have a monetary value for you to be able to buy and sell in and out of the ecosystem. And then as a reward, people in the marketplace as shareholders will get the currencies that we use in the marketplace as your commission for being a shareholder. Like, of course, with Xarmart, you are buying in coins, so your rewards for being shareholders will be within coins. And remember, with Magic Dust, you're able to bundle up your coins and sell them on the marketplace. So there's an extra level of monetization there for you to be able to transfer your earnings from the store into sapphires, into currency. All right, let's talk a little bit about where we are, stage of the project, and a little bit about the TGE off the back of that. When we look at the project and we look back at where we've been over the last 6 months, really, the phase of the company has really been in our MVP, our minimum viable product. And we've been building, adding to it, getting to a stage where we've got something that we can go out and present to people and talk to people about, whether that is investors, more users, influencers within the industry, advisors, whoever that may be. We've had to build the product. And I think we're there now. We, of course, are going to keep adding to things, but we have things that we're proud of that we can present to people. So we're moving, we're shifting into the phase now of what we call here our scaling stage. And that is, let's get our product out there and ramp up the number of users that we can bring in. Because I think, like you guys here, as we ramp it up and we keep the rewards coming, this is going to be an exceptionally popular platform. And with that, we bring in more games, we bring in more users, bring in more games, etc., etc. Now, in this scaling up period, this is part of our TGE mindset, is part of our TGE philosophy and our strategic goal around when we're going to do that. Because you only get one chance at a TGE. And you only get one chance to make an impression in this that can make or break projects. Now, Roman has said in the AMA that, of course, we got to be flexible about the date. And I know that we said that we were aiming for November, and it might still be the case that, but it might not. And the reason being is because we don't want to just have a date and to do a TGE for the sake of doing a TGE, because we only get one chance at this. And yes, the state of the market and being in a bull run and having eyes on the industry is one important factor, but it's not the only factor. You know, we need to have more users within it, because more users means that we can have better exchanges. More users means more liquidity. So a higher top tier exchange is going to take us on if they're going to know that we've got a lot of token holders and a lot of people within interested in the project. That is a major consideration for us. Obviously, as well, there's the marketing and the support behind the TGE. We want to be having a large number of people talking about us in public, top tier influencers, top tier advisors in the space. We want X to be exploding around it. We want Launchpads to be interested in us. We want other games to be wanting to be partnering with us. So that is also a huge consideration for us. And that right now, today, as soon as I stop this podcast, I'm back to it. The whole team are working on it, is our ambassador program. It's getting the Zargates name out there. It's getting people on board, and it's getting people within the industry to be supporting us and bringing in new users into the platform. And not just any old user. We've tried different marketing strategies. People come and go. People try us for a couple of days. We need engaged paying users, people that are here that have got experience, people here that are prepared to speculate, accumulate, wanting to be here for the long-term value, not just come in, think they're getting an airdrop tomorrow and then leave. So the right type of user. And that is our focus now for the next week, the next 2 weeks, however long it takes, for us to build up this momentum and start talking about it in the wider industry. We want you guys to actually hear about us from not our communication. We want you to be browsing around the internet and stumble across us because a lot of people are talking about us. And when we have that, then straight away, of course, we will do the TGE with the biggest possible splash. But we have to be flexible, and that is why we can't give you a set date right now. We're doing it. You please do it as well. We need your help, your support. Keep shouting about us everywhere you can. Keep supporting the project. And together we'll do a faster and better TGE that's going to set us up for the next 8 to 10 years as we go into our proof of playtime model. Let's talk about the referral system and the new system that we're going to set up. Because as I mentioned in the previous section, of course, we want you to be out there shouting about Zargates and helping us, and that's going to be hugely important to us. But we don't want you to just do it out of the kindness of your heart. We're going to give you some amazing rewards for doing it. So within Hypercity, we're going to set up some new buildings. We're going to rework what is currently the friends list into a proper referral system and a revenue sharing model for you within some new buildings within Hypercity. Now, what that means is that we will share revenue with you for new paying users that come in, spend in the ecosystem that you have brought into Zargates. Your first level friends, you're going to be able to get between 5 and 10% of the income from what they spend within the ecosystem. There'll be some caveats and there'll be some kind of timings involved and how long this goes for, and all the details will be to come. But it will be a proper revenue sharing model. Likely to get these in sapphires again, so you can then go and spend those on the marketplace, or you can cash them out and turn them into real currency. So this is real money for you. You're not just going to get a cashback incentive for the friends that you invite, your first level friends, but also your second level friends. So you invite somebody, they then invite somebody else, and you are going to get rewarded for that as well in sapphires, and even the third level friends. So you can see, you can build up this giant web and you're going to get real assets as a result from it. So that will be coming up very soon, and we're going to do that and help you to help us to help you, because we are a sharing economy model. I've said that throughout the whole entirety of the project. Everything is around us all working together and all being one community.
What is coming up soon?
Right, I think that covers the major topics from the AMA and new things. If I've missed something, this is your opportunity to let me know on X, on our community questions, so I can address it in the next one. A couple of things coming up. Obviously, we're now right at the end of October. Can't believe it. So we've got our last, fifth and final gaming NFT raffle for season 5. That will be coming up in the next few days. Biggest one yet with all of the sale of the tickets this month. Congrats, you have smashed it. Just under 2 weeks to go on the latest trophy road as well. So keep up with that. Make sure you get your Dr. Duncan, your wise investor. He's here to help you navigate throughout the whole Zargates ecosystem. So make sure you complete that. Get to the end of there before it is too late. We've also got a new game partnership to announce coming up. I'll be hosting a very special AMA. Actually, I think we're going to do two, one with our community, one with their community in the coming days. Hopefully back end of this week, maybe into next week. But watch out for that new announcement. We've got some updates coming up in the app. Obviously, we're going to be updating the new leaderboard, as well as some fixes and some of incorporating some of your other suggestions and feedback that you've given us over the last couple of weeks. And lastly, but not least, end of October signifies the end of the next sprint for our Community Champions group. We're going to use this opportunity to start awarding people special NFTs that are up there in the leaderboard that have been supporting us throughout the journey with the Community Champions. We'll be reworking some of the rewards for the next phase, but it felt like the Community Champions coinciding with the end of the 5 seasons was a great opportunity to really recognize you and go on to the next stage of the project. So keep your eyes out in our Community Champions group over the next few days and at the end of the month. Right, we are done. We are finished. I will be back very soon with another episode. Hope you enjoyed this. Keep smashing it out in Zargates. Keep buying those shares. Keep earning those coins. And I will speak to you again very, very soon.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow all our social channels, and we will see you next week.